Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Renovation of Appleton Estate to spur economic growth. Stay with us to find out more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Them be 65, a salute to the farmers. And I'm say them be sure around bigger and better, enough exhibits this year. Jamaican food, enough activities for the children, livestock round here. And I'm say farmers market, entertainment galore, you know you're around here. Adults 1,000, children 400, them be show 2017. Remember, you know, and them be showground August 5 to 7, make sure no roll out. Remember, grow what we eat, eat what we grow.
The Appleton Estate Rum Tour in St. Elizabeth will reopen under a new name and four times bigger than its original size. The tourist attraction will be called the Appleton Estate Rum Experience. The newly renovated facility will provide a gastronomy feature with a farm-to-table, state-of-the-art, authentic Jamaican restaurant serving food and ingredients grown on lands in the Breadbasket Parish. Other features include a renovated property and surrounding landscape, the addition of modern rooms to facilitate rum tasting, field stations to view the process from cane to cup, and an expansive retail store. Parent company Grupo Campari and J. Ray & Nephew invested some $1 billion to renovate the attraction. The over 26,000 square feet property is scheduled to open in November and is expected to welcome some 200,000 guests annually, up from 50,000. Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Carsten Muda has lauded the expansion of the rum tour, saying it will boost tourism on the south coast and create economic opportunities for farmers and goods and service providers in the sector.
I'm heartened by the fact that the company is refurbishing their rum tour facilities, and that will be the kind of attraction that will have spin-offs for the entire community.
Mr. Samuda was speaking at a recent hard hat tour of the attraction. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. One yai man a king in a blind man country. Translation: a one-eyed man is a king in a blind man's country. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
God, my DJ!
When there is a hurricane, what's preparation of it turn up? One more not show. Pull the tank in your vehicle with gas and check the battery and water and oil. Then you're going to stock up with kerosene oil. Fill water containers and label them. Tip a little bleach for purify. Buy food items you don't have to cook. Shop early or you could get choked. Charge your cell phone and buy some credit. Fill your prescriptions and pack a survival kit. Talk to family and friends and tell them what I want. In case you have to make an early evacuation.
Be prepared.
Prevention is better than cure.
Be prepared.
Keep listening to AdFam.
A message from the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management.
Whether you come from yard or abroad, the Jamaica 55 Independence Village nothing miss you. July 29 to August 6, National Stadium. 12 noon daily, admission free. Come enjoy the live entertainment. See the best Jamaican crafts on display. Play a domino. Bring the picnic along. Make them ramp in at the kiddies' village. It will be a melting pot of fun and excitement at the Jamaica Festival Village. It's Jamaica 55. Celebrating Jamaicans at home and abroad.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is: people will hold you in high esteem if they feel that you are better than them in some way. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.